USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After devastating the Bahama Islands and then brushing the east coast of Florida and Georgia, Hurricane Dorian, now a Category 2 storm, is bringing its impacts to South Carolina, pelting the coastal sections with rain and wind, and it could make landfall later today or tonight in North Carolina. Here's that state's Governor Roy Cooper.
Storm surges will be as high as 7 feet. Hundreds of thousands will lose power, and that has already begun. Winds will topple trees and power lines, and roads and buildings will be flooded.
Wall Street trading higher today. The Dow Jones average has been up more than 450 points at times after Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin announces that the U.S. and China have agreed to meet to again discuss trying to end a trade war. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
The deadly boat fire off the coast of Santa Barbara over the weekend may have been caused by a cell phone charging station. The LA Times reporting that the surviving crew members told the owner of the boat that carried them to safety that the fire started in the galley near where cell phones and cameras had been plugged in to charge overnight. The NTSB has not commented on that report, though it does continue to interview the surviving crew members. Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden defending himself after he made a series of gaffes on the campaign trail recently, like confusing New Hampshire for Vermont. Last night he said on Stephen Colbert's Late Show,
"Any gaffe that I have made, and I've made gaffes like every politician I know has, have been not about a substantive issue, been about I'm trying to talk about what other people have done."
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors declaring the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump honoring NBA Hall of Famer Jerry West today as the president will present the former L.A. Lakers star with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The 81-year-old West has also worked as an NBA executive. The president saying West has had an outstanding career both on and off the court. The NFL season starts tonight. The kickoff to the NFL's 100th season features the Green Bay Packers at the Chicago Bears. Packers QB Aaron Rodgers says that matchup is appropriate for the kickoff to a very special season.
I think it's pretty fitting, you know, considering it's the oldest rivalry in the game. We've played each other, you know, so many times. It's always been a great rivalry. It's one of the special ones in the history of professional sports.
For decades, American youngsters have played with plastic green army toy soldiers, but they've always been male. Starting next year, women will finally get represented by Scranton-based toy company BMC, which is launching a new line of plastic army women next fall, just in time for Christmas. The BMC owner, Jeff Imel, says the new product line will feature female soldiers in four different poses and will be offered in packs of 24 figures. Imel says he's been toying with the idea for several years, but it was a letter from a retired service woman asking for female toy soldiers for her granddaughters that jump-started his work on the project. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.